China, which has strongly condemned the U.S. measure to hit Beijing with 25% tariffs on some 1,300 products, warning it is ready to retaliate. Now, Beijing noted that it will take, quote, corresponding measures of equal scale and strength against U.S. products. Earlier, U.S. officials unveiled a list of $50 billion in annual Chinese imports set to be targeted by Washington tariffs. The list included industrial technology, transport, and medical products. China and the U.S. have been engaged in an escalating trade confrontation initiated by U.S. President Donald Trump's steel and aluminum tariffs. China has repeatedly stressed that its retaliatory moves are intended to safeguard its interests and balance losses caused by new U.S. tariffs. Beijing says Washington's measures violate World Trade Organization rules. Crossing over to San Francisco, joined by Jack Rasmus, professor of political economy. Thank you so much for being with us. Your evaluation of what is taking place and likely effects.
Well, this did not occur overnight. Last August, the Trump administration had directed its trade department, trade representative, to put together a list of complaints against China. And the report came out from the Trade Department here on the 22nd, and on the 23rd, Trump wasted no time and directed the trade representative to impose the tariffs. So this has been in the works, probably kept on the back burner because of the tax cuts were the most important policy to deliver. Now that that was over, now they've come out and focusing on trade. It's interesting to see what the report actually said. The report is really the report by the U.S. is really focused on technology transfer. As I've said before, what the U.S. really wants is to prevent the technology transfer from the U.S. companies to China. That's its number one goal, and it wants to open up China markets for other finance and banking interests, but primarily the technology transfer, because we're on the verge of a whole new wave of new technology, G5, artificial intelligence, and so forth, that has military and cybersecurity implications for it. So the U.S. wants to really put a stop to that technology transfer. This report is almost totally about technology transfer. The U.S. will accept imports from China on all these 1,300 goods, or most of them, I believe, in the end, if there's an agreement to get the limits on technology transfer. We'll see how the Chinese respond to this, whether they will agree to it or not. You've got to put the Trump initiative here in historical context as well. Periodically, the United States takes aggressive action on trade to ensure it remains in a dominant position in the global economy. Reagan did it in 1985-86 with Japan. Nixon did it in 1971-73 with Europe. And now you see Trump doing it. This time, the main target is China. But it's mostly about trading imports for technology transfer, or they call it intellectual property limitations. That's what this is all about.
How effective do you think, or do you think that this can be effective as far as dealing with Washington's goals and all of this?
Well, I don't believe Trump has as much leverage over China as Reagan did over Japan, or even Nixon over Europe. It's going to be a lot more difficult for the U.S. to get what it wants. But I think you got to consider U.S. domestic politics here. What Trump wants is something that he can trumpet here to his political base. With the elections coming up, to say, see, America first, see what I'm doing, I'm getting tough on all these foreign trade partners who are stealing U.S. business and so forth. He wants something to sell to his political base. I think he also wants something of a success so he can deal with what will be forthcoming in the Mueller investigation that's going to put him on the spot. He wants to mobilize his base on this trade issue, this America First trade issue, and that's why this negotiation is so important to him. I think he'll take something. I don't think he'll need or want everything, and then he'll come back to the U.S. and he'll blow it out of proportion as to what he's achieved.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of San Francisco. Jack Rasmus, professor of political economy.